you had to say the most meaningful experience of your life, what would it be?
Oh my God. Oh, it's impossible to answer that. You know, certainly getting married, which wasn't, I'm not talking about the marriage, but getting married and having children, you know, getting married and giving birth. And, but I've had a thousand meaningful experiences. I can't, not a thousand, but a hundred most meaningful, a hundred most meaningful. My life has been full of most meaningful experiences.
Well, actually, the one thing I love about your book is the little moments that you describe and your spin on them always blows me away.
Thank you.
I've just been rereading On Women and Judaism, and you always have a totally different spin to some of the most criticized aspects of Jewish life, and then it's so sincere that it's very
interesting. Well, here is 3 weeks ago. We were spending Shabbat in Teaneck at the home of Larry Spool and Suzanne Spader. I don't really know them. I've met him once or twice, but we were invited to their home. I was the scholar in residence at a group at the shul that they sort of have. It's called Zavar. Sorry. It's okay. Zavar in Teaneck. And it's the shul. It's in their home. They have a gorgeous home. And in the basement, they have the services Friday night and Shabbat and learning and lectures in the afternoon. Anyhow, so I was there for a year and I stayed there. And then they had 4 children. And their children were there, and they had Friday night and they had 2 other couples there Friday night. Just the interaction between the two of them, Larry and his wife Suzanne, and which wasn't anything obvious at all, you know, it's just a wonderful, and between them and their children, and between their children and each other, and so forth. I don't know, it was like a peak experience. I can't even describe it, you know. So I'd say I'd have to go week by week to say what was the most. I have one every week.
How great.
Yesterday I found in JJ's apartment a little book. Simply, I found it on the windowsill. Now I know he has on his computer so it can beep him. But he also had in a little green, like a little small green and blue leather book, and it was called My Birthdays. And in there, no, not My Birthdays, Birthdays. And in there he had marked everybody's birthdays, not just family, but, you know, Springsteen's grandparents' anniversary, and so-and-so's mother's birthday, and his friend's birthdays, and the names of their children when it's their children's birthdays.
Month by month.
It was organized, and he had on days of the month when people's birthdays, and the year that they were born, you know, and children's names and so forth. Now, I know that he has it on his computer because there's no way he could have kept track of doing this and always calling. People always said that he was the first one to call them at 12:01 a.m. when he knew that they'd be up, or 7:30 a.m. in the morning when he knew they would go, you know, early retirees, or send him an email or something. And just, you know.
Loving kindness. Just a little act.
That's it. That was his life, and he loved doing that. I'm sure he got so much happiness from knowing that tomorrow he's going to, you know, call so-and-so's grandparents and wish him happy.